Blog Talk Radio.
This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Monday, February the 3rd, day number 34 of 2014. And tonight we're going to be talking with our friend Carlos Roncal, who is the CEO of World Language School, and we're going to be doing a little Spanish lesson tonight. In fact, let me say hello to Professor Carlos. How are you, Carlos?
Fine, thank you, Silvio. How are you?
Absolutely great, absolutely great. Why don't we, before we get started, why don't we hear a little bit about you? You have such an interesting background. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes, a little bit about myself. I was born in La Paz, Bolivia, but my parents immigrated to the United States when I was 16 years old. So I pretty much grew up here, high school, college, and graduate school. I wanted to do international business since graduating from the university, so I was doing international business, and just about 2 years ago, I decided to start World Language Schools because I saw a great need with learning languages. So that's a little bit of my background real fast, Silvio.
So that's what got you into the business of teaching languages, that you saw a need in the marketplace for the language. What do you think is the importance? I mean, why do you think Spanish is important in the marketplace today?
Well, Silvio, what I saw is that I started doing international business consulting. And then I realized that in order to do international business, you need to go back to the basics. And the basics to do international business is to learn the language and also the culture. So in order to do the basics of international business, there's also two other important aspects of learning a language, which is being able to travel and being able to do your job, being able to either find a job or do your job at any company.
Yeah. Well, I would think one of the benefits, you know, just being here in Texas, but, you know, I would think one of the benefits with the very large number of Spanish-speaking employees in the manufacturing sector, or most of the people. I've been many times. I've been in a plant, and I've seen a manufacturing operation where many of the people on the floor, their first language is Spanish. So I would think having a supervisor or a plant manager or director of HR who can at least have the ability to understand some Spanish, I would think that makes for better communications between the employee and management, Carlos.
Yes, that's correct. My students are adult students working in different industries. Construction is one of them. One of my students work for Home Depot. So construction is very well represented. In construction, of course, the supervisor wants to know some Spanish so he can communicate with the employees, and vice versa. The employees need to learn some English so they can communicate. So you're right. It's very important in certain industries. Construction, hospitality is another industry. Silvio.
Yeah, I would think that another reason for learning Spanish is if you're doing business in Latin America and you're actually traveling to Latin America to sell your product or service or whatever it may be, you know, Carlos, one thing I've learned over the years is that it's always a good thing to speak the language of your customer. I mean, for years, people thought that everybody spoke English, and many of them do. But it's a lot nicer where you can walk into the office of a potential customer and have enough Spanish that you can at least have a conversation with them, Carlos.
Yes, that is correct. I've been in situations in Latin America, and in Latin America specifically, if you are a supervisor or above, you pretty much have to speak English. So the language is English, and many people will speak English. But, you know, you miss out on what's going on in the background. I compare it to, let's say you're going into a foot race, and everybody else is running with two legs, and because you don't speak Spanish, you don't know what's going on. It's like running a race with one leg. So, you know, you have a little bit of a disadvantage there if you don't speak the language.
Absolutely.
Silvio.
Absolutely. No, you're exactly right. You're exactly right now. Our lesson today is about numbers and the importance of numbers and why you need to know the numbers. So why don't we begin with that, Carlos?
Yes, definitely. We will begin with numbers, and I want you to pay close attention to the sounds, because learning to recognize sounds is a very important part of learning a language. So you first have to become familiar with the sounds, and then you will understand. So the numbers are a good way to start with sounds. Listen to the sounds of the numbers. We'll do from 1 to 100, and listen to the sounds, and I'll tell you which, you know, I'm going to go from 1 to 10. And after you listen to the sound several times, you'll start recognizing sounds. So let me start with 1 to 10. What do you think, Silvio? Is that a good starting place?
I'm sitting here. I'm ready to take notes.
Okay, very good.
I'm ready for you, Professor. You go ahead.
Okay, so we'll start with very easy numbers, 1 to 10. And I'll repeat it once so you can listen to it again so you can get the sound. And then I'll repeat it again, and the second time I want you to repeat it. So I'll give you a little pause for you to repeat it, okay? And let me start with the one. Uno. Uno. And dos.
Uno?
Yes, please, if you could repeat
I'm
after
sorry,
me.
Yeah,
then,
go ahead. I'd be happy to. Yeah,
yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I'll repeat it first, listen to it very carefully, and then I'll repeat it again, and then I'll give you a pause for you to repeat it. Dos.
Dos. Dos.
Okay, tres. Tres.
Tres.
Cuatro. Cuatro.
Cuatro.
Cinco. Cinco.
Cinco.
Seis. Seis.
Seis.
Siete. Siete.
Siete.
Ocho. Ocho.
Ocho.
Nueve. Nueve.
Nueve.
Diez. Diez.
Diez.
Okay, now I'm going to repeat all 10 numbers again a little bit faster, really at normal speech rate. And after that, I want you to repeat all the 10 numbers. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez.
Okay.
Go ahead and repeat them.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez.
Okay, very good. Now, these numbers are very important to learn them correct, because with these 10 numbers, you'll be able to make up the 20s and the 30s and the 100s and the 1,000. So let me go and do the next 10 from 11 to 20 and see if we have enough time. I'm going to say them all together again so you can listen to the sound, and then I'm going to do one at a time so you can listen to and repeat after me. So let me do them all at once. It's 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. So go ahead and repeat. 11,
11,
12,
12,
13,
13,
14,
14,
15,
15,
16,
16,
17,
17,
18,
18,
19,
19,
20,
20.
Okay, now notice that from 16 on, I said 10, which is 10, and then E says, which really I'm saying 10 and 6. And it's so the numbers 1 to 10 again are very important. So I said 10 y 6, then that's 16. Then I said 10 y 7, 10 and 7. Then I said 10 y 8, 18. 10 y 9, 10 and 9 is 19. And then 20 is 20. 20 is E-I instead of I-E like in English. So I have a lot of people, English speaking, have a hard time with 20. And it's vein, like the vein from your body, from your hands. 20. So it's easy. 20. So again, I'm going to repeat it one more time for you to listen. Again, it's very important to listen to the language before you start anything else. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Those are the first 20 numbers, Silvio.
That's right. And what's interesting, the listeners may be realizing that once you get to, as you indicated, to 15 or 15, it's very easy after that because you're basically combining, right? You're combining one of the single digits numbers with either 20 or 20 or 30, 30. So there is a little formula that I think once the student figures it out, it just becomes a little bit easier.
Yes, that's correct. We have, in Spanish, there's a lot of rules that you follow, but at World Language Schools, we teach you the basic rules. And if you follow the rules, you are probably going to be correct 90% of the time. So we teach you we don't teach you a lot of rules, but I pick the rules that are very important that will get you along in speaking.
That's right. Now, Carlos, as we conclude our first lesson, tell the audience about the school and some of the things that you offer for prospective students.
Definitely. World Language Schools was founded here in Dallas, Texas, and the last year or so we've expanded into Latin America, into Colombia. But we are a virtual school, so we have our classes online using a methodology from a company out of France called Tell Me More. Tell Me More wrote the software for language learning 25 years ago. And now Rosetta Stone has seen the value of Tell Me More, and Rosetta Stone has bought Tell Me More. So we are proud that we are using this system, Rosetta Stone's Tell Me More system. And then we complemented with what we call a blended methodology, which means that we will put you in front of a teacher, a live teacher, once a week to review your lessons that you had the last week. And to us, that is the best way of learning a language, is to study on your own, at your own time, at your own pace, online, during the week, and then once a week you are with a live teacher that will give you feedback and will give you more coaching.
Yeah.
So we are proud to have that.
Absolutely. To the listeners, we have a link to all of the – we have a link to the website, World Language Schools. We have a link to that website in the show information. So if you click on that, it'll take you to the website. So if you didn't have a chance to write it down, that's okay. We have a link there for you to follow. Now, I have a bonus question here that I thought maybe the listeners would enjoy as we wrap up. Many people learning Spanish, and I've heard this from many people, they will tell you that Spanish sounds different in different parts of Latin America. For example, if in the Caribbean sound, the Central American sound, even within Mexico, there are several accents, if you will, that people speak, obviously, when you go to South America. And we don't have a lot of time, but if you could just briefly explain to us, how much of a problem is that for someone learning the language, or is it a problem at all?
That's a very good question. I don't think it's a problem. I think that's what makes the language beautiful. And again, it's all about listening. And I love the language, and a lot of languages. Of course, I love a lot of languages. And what it's important to me, for example, if somebody talks to me, I can tell whether that person is from Chile or Cuba or Mexico, and because my hearing is acute enough. But, that's one of our goals, is to make you listen to the language enough times and learn the language that you'll be able to tell the different accents. And just by listening to somebody, you'll know if that person is from Cuba or Mexico or Chile or Argentina. So I think that's a beautiful part of the language.
Absolutely.
Silvia.
The diversity of sound, you know, it's almost like, you know, it's like a music, but arranged differently, if you will, you know, with different arrangements. And that's kind of the accents of Latin America. But I think it's one of the most interesting parts, even for people like you and I who speak Spanish. You know, it's a lot of fun to hear. I like you, I hear somebody and I immediately can tell you it pretty close, you know, whether they're from Venezuela, whether they're from Colombia, Bolivia, a very natural accent as well. So it's the beauty of the language, and I brought up the question because I think sometimes it can intimidate a student, but really there's no reason to be intimidated. It's a fun part of the language. It should be treated as a fun part of learning.
Yes, that's correct. That's how I see it. It's a part of learning the language and being able to listen to different sounds.
That's right. Well, Carlos, and we're going to be doing this at least once a week as we get started every Monday, and we want our listeners to check in with us. If anybody has any suggestion, we would recommend that you email the website there at World Language Schools, or you can also contact us through Facebook or Twitter, wherever you may be hearing the program. But we're very interested in hearing from you. So that, you know, we know that we're reaching as many people as possible. So thank you so much, Carlos, for show number one. And I think this is going to be a lot of fun. I think you and I are going to have a lot of fun talking Spanish to all of our listeners.
Muy bien. Muchas gracias.
All right. Carlos Roncal, CEO of the World Language Schools. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas. We will see you the next time. Just mark your calendar every Monday. You want to learn a little Spanish, we've got the way for you to do it right here by listening to our show and by contacting World Language Schools. Good night, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and we'll talk to you later.